anybody, anyone will question God, love, don't know anything about God. So back up to the beginning of that verse again, verse 19. Hallelujah. It was God. It was God. Listen. It was God what? Personally present in Christ. God is telling you, look, it was me that was in Christ. It was me that was in that man. I personally, you can't separate God from Jesus. The Son of God, God the Father, God the Son, you can't separate. Even though they are two in personality, but they're one in who they are. He said personally present in Christ, reconciling and restoring the world to favor with himself. Look, not counting up and holding against men their trespasses, their wrongdoing, but canceling them and committing to us the message of what? Remember what I said. If a person hear this message, then walk away and don't get saved, and die and go to hell, you're a fool. Holy Spirit told me to make this real simple and plain. Ever committed. Are y'all hearing me? It has been canceled. Every sin you will commit, the blood got it covered. Y'all ain't. Somebody gonna hear this word today. You say, you mean I can go out and just sin because I know I can get forgiven? If the seed remain in you, you will not sin. Why do people practice commit sin? Well, that's all a sinner knows to do. But once you get born again and somebody starts feeding you that milk of the word, you're going to grow. And any baby grows, they're going to start crawling. First, they'll start turning over. They'll roll over. You know, when they first born, when that baby first come out that womb and they put him in an incubator and keep him until you get ready to go home, all that little child, the thing do is just lay up there. That's all it does. That's why you keep feeding it. Start rolling over. Next thing you know, he get up on his hands and knees. Crawling. Just keep feeding. Just keep feeding. Next thing you know, he's up trying to take some steps, pulling up, we call it pulling up. And once they start pulling up, they put their hand on anything, everything you got on the table, anything they can get their hand on. You'd be glad when they get past that pulling up stage. Just keep feeding. That baby will grow up. If you grow up in that word, you ain't interested in sin. Because sin is not even the issue anymore. You've been totally, I'm about to say something to you. You've been totally, completely set free from sin. Sin has been done away with. But because we don't know that it's been done away and Satan is still here, here he comes with a temptation. And you out of your ignorance, uncommitted sometime, unlearned, and just not... Not, just hadn't grown up, you would do it. Look, got you covered. And if you're a wise person, the minute you step that wrong step, you'll step back up in line. But some people just go until their head get bumped, their nose get bloody, and their clothes get ripped off off of them. And they just laying there whining, and somebody had to go try to gather them up and help them. I don't know. I don't understand. When I got saved, I ain't want sin no more. I mean, living all you know how and trying to live like this and then be like that and then come to church and be like that, that's confusing to me. But we got some habit in the flesh we're going to have to crucify. Yeah. We got some thoughts in the mind we're going to have to take control of. But the whole point is, God said, your sin have been what? Reconciled. Cancer. Removed. And committed unto us the message of reconciliation of, come on, to favor. Have committed unto us what? The message of reconciliation to what? To favor. All right. Hallelujah. That's what he committed to us. We have to go tell men, God ain't mad at you. Tell every sinner, your sin debt has been canceled. And isn't that something? You live all of your life. I done set up a bank account. Put all the money you ever need in life. Bought a car. Bought a house. Put the car in the garage and the house paid for. All the furniture in the house. And all you have to do is come and take possession and live. And go all your life. You lived in this old shack. You hung out over here. They kicked you around. Half eaten, half clothed, dirty and stinky, huh? Kicked around like a dog. And you get to the end of your life when you should have been living, get to the end of your life, you look up and see, this is mine. And you go, you'll miss your whole life. Then lived somebody else's life. And God had it already prepared. God had it already prepared.